Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marani Mirazi Shechlinish, thus, Marisester Vasim Shmuel, Oksan Zisha Ben Yosef, Shmuel Penchas Ben Yaakov Tzvi, Maras Chanabas Kenaras Alta Chanabas of Meir Zev. We're learning the Siyat Dishmai Parshas Vayecho, the whole story of Avimelech taking Sarah, Paro taking Sarah, and Parshas Lech Lecha. No, Avram tells Sarah, say you're my sister. Avimelech sends for her. And or Avram Avinu says that Adet Sarah is his sister, according to the way Rashi learned it. And Avimelech sends for her, takes her. And Hashem comes to Avimelech in a dream. And he says, you're going to die for this woman that you took. She's married. So Avimelech doesn't come close to her. And he says, Hashem, you're going to kill a goy and a tzaddik? You're going to kill a goy gam tzaddik tarog? Are you going to kill a goy, a nation, and a tzaddik? Alohu amar li achosi. She told me that she's his sister. V'hi gam hi amra li amra chihu. And she also said he's my brother. V'som lavi uvenikyon chapayasi sizos. I had a complete heart. I had clean hands. I did this. Ad kan midivrei kotsham shel apsukim. It's hard to understand what's the goy and the tzaddik. What does he mean when he calls himself a goy and a tzaddik? He could have said, or maybe should have said, Harasha begam tzaddik, like we have earlier, 18:23-24. Is it right for Hashem to kill the good with the bad? So here also, I'm good. How can you kill me with the bad? Yerucha Chaim talks about this, others. We still need more of an explanation. Pasukei, he says, he gam hi amra li amra achihu. She also she. What's the she also she? Double lashon. Rashi had gezogt, Rabbi's avodah, chamorim ugmalim shel akulam shalti, yomru li achihu. But also presupposes that others also said the same. So who does it include? Her servants, camel drivers, her donkey drivers, all of these I asked, and they said he is her brother. It's the way Rashi learns, but it still doesn't make sense. The pasuk says, "V'hi gam hi." He isn't her donkey drivers and her camel drivers. And her servants, it says he. Later on, we have Pasuk Tes. We're going at Kedarkenu B'Kodesh. Kodem kol Shol HaRbe She'elot. V'chakach Be'ezrat Hashem. Niret HaMalach. Pasuk Tet V'yikra V'imelech L'Avraham. V'yomer lo me'a siso lano. U'me chato silach. Ki eveso alai v'amamlachti chato gidoy lo. Ma'asim asher lo ye'osu. Asiso imodi. Avimelech calls Avraham. And he says to him, what did you do to us? How did I sin to you? That you brought upon me and my kingdom a great sin, deeds that should not have been done, you did with me. What does he mean when he says, Me'asi salanu mechata silach? What's the difference? And if he wants to ask him what's the terrible thing he did to him, he should have said to him, Mechata silach shekacha sisalanu. What did I sin that this is what you did to me? What does it mean? What did you do to me? And what did I sin to you? What does that mean? This is discussed by the Or HaChaim and others. We also have to understand what it says, Asisa lanu, who's the lanu? And then he says, Ki avesa alai v'amamlechti lashon yachid. He starts with the lanu and then he ends with the lashon yachid. So with li, Ki avesa alai. Which one is it? Weiter Pasuk Yud steht Vayomer Avimelech al Avraham, Ma ra'isa ki asisa se davar hazeh. Nachama. There's another Vayomer, and he said, "What did you see that you did this? What's the extra Vayomer?" We know he's talking. Also, what's the Tosefos? He already said this in Pasuk Tes. So what's he repeating in Pasuk Yud? Ein Baruch Chaim b'Malvim Noch Noch. Sukkim Yud Aleph Yud Gimel. Vayomer Avraham. Rak Ein Yiras. The memorable words. Rak Ein Yiras Elokim b'Mokom Mezeh. V'Araguni Al Dvar Ishti. V'Gam Amna Chasi B'Asavi Akor B'Asimi B'Atili Le'Isha. V'Hi Kasher Hisu Oso Elokim Yibes Avi. V'Amar Lazeh Chazdech Asher Tasi Madi. Hakol Makom Asher Navo Shama. Imri Li Achi U. Avraham says, because I said, only because there's no Yiras Shamayim in this place, and you're going to kill me for my wife. In addition, she is in truth my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. She's the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. As Rashi explains, that the daughter of the same father is permitted to be married for a ben noach, for the paternal relationship she'en av legoi, we don't take into account the paternal relationship for bnei noach. She wasn't the daughter of his father, the daughter of his brother. The answer is B'nai Banim Reim Kibanim. It's like she was the son of the sons. I like sons. So she was the daughter of, it was like she was the daughter of Terach. In other words, she was Haran's daughter, Avram's brother, but B'nai Banim Reim Kibanim, so it's like she was Terach's daughter. Avraham says we have the same father, not the same mother, because Haran had a different mother. Gevaldik. And then we continue on. The next pasuk. We already read it in Hebrew. When Hashem made me wander, Vayikasher Hitzu Otzi Elokim Yibeis Avi. My father's house for Marla, and I told her, Zech Hazdech, this is the chesed asher tasi madi, you should do with me. Akol ha-makom asher navo shama. Any place we go, Imri li, say about me, Achi hu, he's my brother. You have to understand, what is the rak that it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph? Vayomer Avraham, Rak Ein Yiras Elokim B'Makom. What's the Rak? Only there's no fear of heaven. He said, because there's no fear of heaven. Ki Ein Yiras Elokim. This is discussed by the Mefarshim. Also, we have to understand Pasuk Yud Beis. Ramban already asks, what's this Pasuk Yud Beis? That he's explaining, yeah, we really are related. She really is like my sister. The Iker is Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ein Yiras Elokim, you're going to kill me. What do you have to add on Pasuk Yud Beis? No, but she's really my sister. Yeah, but she's your wife. She's also your wife. Why should you say she's your sister? So again, she's really his niece, but as Rashi explains, it was like it was his sister. B'nei Banim Mareim Kibanim. What's the pshat in the Pasuk? Well, why does he need to say this? It's really not that true. Saying she's my sister, not saying she's my wife. The Iker is Pasuk Yud Aleph. You're going to kill me. We also have to understand that Lechora, what's written in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayihi kasher hisu osi Elokim yibeis avi, etc. It's shaykh to what it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Shekidei shelo yehareg על דבר אשתו, אמר לה שתאמר אחיהו. ומה תימה הפסיק בזה בפסק י"ב? אז בפסק י"א, it says, Avram says, there's no Yerushalayim here. And you're going to kill me if I say she's my wife. And therefore, Pasuk Yud Gimel, I told her, wherever we go, just say you're my sister. That's a correct flow. But the Torah interrupts the flow. Today they talk a lot about flow. So, it's no girl named Flo. In any event, a lot about flow. He had a pasuk, the pasukim should flow correctly. So memela, pasuk yidbeis is not correct. It stops the flow. Only there's no Yerushalayim in this place, and therefore I said, say that you're my sister. Say that you're my and you're going to kill me because she's my wife. And then pasuk yidgimel should follow that. And therefore I said, say you're my sister. No, we interrupt with pasuk yidbeis. Saying, no, but she really is my sister. Shav, kochol achizayon hazeh, like all of this basic story we already have in Parashas Lech Lecha, Paro and Sarah. However, there are numerous discrepancies in this matter, even though it's apparently the same story repeating itself. But yet there are numerous discrepancies, and we have to understand why. So here they are. There, Paro also tied it to him. Hey, why'd you say she is my sister? Ayin Sham, Perek Yud Beis, Psukim Yudches Yutes. And there Avram didn't answer. And here Avram gave him a three psukim answer. So in the Sifsei Chachamim here in Os Tzadi, he cites the Maharshal, who writes that Paro only asked him once, and therefore he didn't answer him. Shein Kein HaMelech asked him twice. What'd you do this for? Psukim Tes and Yud. So merely he answered him. Okay, very nice. What's the thing once and twice? Once also deserves an answer. Also, we have to understand that Paro says, Mazos Asisa Li, V'lamalo Higadita Li, Tol Talin himself. Avimelech said, Mazos Asisa Lanu, what did you do to us? Also on Pasuk Yud, Ki Asisa Sedavar Hazeh, without the Li. So why does Paro emphasize the Li and not Avimelech? So here in Pasuk Tezayin, it says with the Sara Amar, Hinei Nasati Elef Kesef, Hinei Olach Ksus Einayim, V'chol Asher Itach Veiz Kol V'Nochachas. Gives her this big gift. Rashi says, everybody will see that he did not sexually abuse her. But we don't find that by Paro. That he gave a lot so that everybody will see that he didn't sexually abuse her. What's the difference? We also need to explain what it says by Paro in verse 18. Ma zosa sisa li, lama lo higadita li, ki ishtecha hi. What did you do to me? Why did you not tell me she's your wife? And then afterwards in verse 19, it says, lama amarta choysi hi, ve'kach osa li li isha, ve'ata hine ishtecha, kach valech. Why did you say she's my sister? And I'm going to take her from me as a wife. And now here's your wife. Take her and go. So we have Yitres. What'd you do to me? Why don't you tell me she's your wife? Why'd you say she's my sister? I took her from me as a wife. Now here's your wife, go take her. So what did he add in Pasuk Yetes? They didn't say in Pasuk Yetches. Oh, it's all one taina. That he said she's my sister. Avram said she's my sister. She said she's my sister. Mama Marta Choisi. Why did you say she's my sister? It's all one taina. Why say she's my sister when she's really your wife? So what's Pasuk Yetes adding on to Pasuk Yetches? Also, why is it that in Pasuk Yetes it says Lashon Avoy Gadatali? In Pasuk Yud Tes, it wasn't that Lohi Gadatali. Why Lama Marta Achosi? Pasuk Yetes, it's why didn't you say she's my wife? Pasuk Yetes, it's why did you say she is my sister? It's a difference. Ayin Sham B'Meforshim. We also have to understand what it says in Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayinaga Hashem, Nigayim Gedolim al Dvar Sarai Eishes Avram. This is doch Poshet, that Sarai is Eishes Avram. Why does the Pasuk have to say that Sarai is the wife of Avram? We also have to understand what it means al Dvar, on the matter of, it should have said Avur, Beglal, because of. It's the al Dvar, this is discussed by Rashi, Kriyak, or others. We also have to understand the different punishments. By Paro, it says in Pasuk Yitzayin, Vayinaga Hashem es Paroi, Nigaim Gedolim, Vez Beso. Rashi b'maka suros en loko, she'atash mishkashelo. There, the punishment there was rosan, which is this disease, she'atash mishkashelo, which demands close continence. Continence means self-restraint, especially with regard to sexual relations. Having sexual relations is, one has rasa on sexual relations is very bad for you. So that was the punishment to Paro, that he got rasa on. That's the Negayim Gedolim. What was the punishment of Avimelech? Avimelech, it says, Ki Atzor Atzar. Hashem Ba'ad Kol Rechem Abeis Avimelech. God stopped up all of their cavities, all of the wombs, all of the Gemara in Bava Kamma says that one by a man is Shechvat Zera, and the other by the woman, Shechva Zera and Leda. Rashi's Lashon is Keneged Kol Pesach. And it says in Bebe Rebbe Yanai, that even a Tarnagoyla shall beis Avimelech lo etila beit sasa. So that was the punishment over there. This is stopping up of the womb and the seed. So why the different punishments between Avimelech and Paro? Also, you have to understand that here it says in Pasuk Zayin, Ve'ata Hashem Eishes Ha'ish Ki Navihu, Ve'yispalel Ba'atcha Ve'chyeh. Also, Pasuk Zayin, Ve'yispal Avram El Elokim, Ve'yipas Avimelech Ve'sishto Ve'amoyse Ve'yeledu. You see that they are only healed for because of Avram's tefillah. Otherwise, the Makkah would have remained. Ramban says the tefillah waited a few days, and therefore there was a few days until their refuah. But by Pyro, it's mashma that immediately Sarah was given back, and there was healing. So what's the difference between the story of Avimelech, where tefillah was necessary, and the story of Pyro, where it was not? Sweet friends, we mamish have our work cut out for us. And it is so exciting now that we've whetted our appetite with all the kashas to see what the mahalach will be. And therefore I ask that you join me for the coming shir, and we will see Amir Tzah Hashem tremendous lights from the Torah of Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. And Bali Neder, we will continue. Shalom, shalom.